I like your style, dude.
Thank you. welcome to Groove on the Wireless number 22. Ivra Fihedo, I think. We started off the show with Donald Byrd, who unfortunately passed away last week. I only found out about it. Apparently it happened on Thursday. I found out about it on Friday, and by that stage the show had already been recorded. So I took a track called The Flight Time, which starts with the sound of a jet, supersonic jet, and incorporated that. And I always thought that's a good starting point. And the track was called Flight Time. I already said that. I'm confusing myself. And then we had something from something called Rare Groove. Now, I'm not really sure what Rare Groove is, so I think it's a kind of hybrid of soul and funk and disco. So if you want to, you should just check that out, because I'm sure Wikipedia, in its infinite wisdom, will be able to supply you with that information. On Saturday, I spent my time walking around Dublin on the instructions of my trade union, and I was trying to pick out various tracks that would summarize how I feel. Probably the most important one maybe would be Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges, because if I could find or get my hands on any of the leaders who decided it was a good use of my time to march me up to Merrion Square to have my face painted, then I probably would have destroyed them. Anyway, I've rejected all those ideas, and instead I heard that this guy recently had a new album out, so I went and found it, and we're going to hear a track that made me like him in the first place. His name is Fionn Regan, and he's from Bray, and this track's called Put a Penny in the Slot.
I apologize. I seem to have arrived home with items in my bag from your house. There's cutlery, a tablecloth, some Hennessy, and a book on presidents deceased. I'll have them FedEx to you. It was a strange thing to do. I hope we can still be friends. Oh, it was not me, but someone else you see, twisting the steering reins. Put a penny in the slot and make an artificial light shine. Leave go my golden eye. I don't give advice, but be wise and think twice before getting involved in a game where the minority face the majority, who are faceless and born without name. Was it Noxink when we came across three men? They had church candles wrapped in newspaper. I bought two from them and I lit one for you. I hope the message made its way down the wire. Put a penny in the slot and make an artificial light shine. Leave gold my golden eye. The soul of a dog, he's alive and not gone to the farm like the others said. A Rhodesian ridgeback off a beaten track in a furniture shop down on the quays. For the loneliness you foster, I suggest Paul Auster, a book called Timbuktu. Put a penny in the slot and watch the drunken sailor boy dance. She will not let you be her lover. She goes out looking for the tag. Her phone is ringing straight to message minder. Send out a battalion to find her. Put a penny in the slot and count the swans through a telescope. I can't help from crying. I wish you were mine. When I was 17, I followed my dream up into a high-rise block. The Adventures of Ogie March by Saul Bellow was all I had for company. At night time I'd lie in Beckenham Park with tears like flash bulbs, and recall my treasure searching days in the rock pools as a kid. To the remains of the Cheryl Plains, or around the bonfire in Naylor's Cove. Good company in grief sit like a dock leaf sits beside a stinging nettle. Put a penny in the slot and make an artificial light shine. Leave gone my golden arm.
matter if we never meet again. But we have said, well, always remain. If we get through for 2 minutes only, it will be a start. For knowing that someone in this life loves with a passion called hate, and what you give is what you get.
In the immortal words of John Peel, that one ends a little suddenly. That was The Jam with Start, and it starts quickly. It's got one of those great bass lines, and I was recently playing that for a friend's 40th birthday party, because he was a bit of a mod in the day, and he's in that book about those were the days, or that's what we looked like, or something like that. And actually, as we speak, I'm looking at a picture that was taken of me during my great hair days. And it's one of my favourite pieces of photographs of me with fantastic hair. Just kind of completely out of control. Dare I say it, anarchic. And that will be available soon via the Facebook page. So if you go and look up Dr. Groove on Facebook, you should be able to find me. I think there's a picture now currently of a sinister looking bad Santa Claus. That would be me. So you could always sign up and be my friend. And also keep the emails coming into dr.dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. And so to explain that set, it started off with Sean Regan, we'd call him anyway, from Bray, and that was Put a Penny in the Slot, and that was the song that made me go out and buy that album. And that was a while ago, and apparently his latest album is really good, but I haven't heard it yet, but I'll track it then. Then there was the XX, Unmistakable, going for even more space in their music with Missing. And, oh, somebody's there. That reminds me, I should be off Skype when I'm doing this. And then after that, we had Phono with The Scientist. Phono as in PHON.O with The Scientist remix of Black Boulder, and we finished that off with The Jam. So I was looking at something on TV. I was looking at Elementary. I'm quite a fan of the whole Sherlock Holmes genre, and they always finish off that program with a song, and within the first couple of seconds I got this one, and I thought, that's a really great song. But not only that, it's a blues song. And originally it was recorded by Robert Johnson, and it's called Me and the Devil. And this is Gil Scott-Heron's, one of his last masterpieces before he departed. There's a lot of death in this show since we started off with poor old Donald Board gone. But anyway, that's what happens. These guys, as Soviet Pop said to me, it surprises her that these guys are still alive when she finds out that they're dead. And so Gil's gone as well. But this was a song that was originally recorded by Robert Johnson. And somebody says that if you go back far enough and you keep going back and tracing your influences, finally you get to one guy just sitting on a stool playing a one-stringed instrument. So we're going to follow this up with exactly that, with something from One String Sam.
when you knock upon my door. Early this morning, when you knock upon my door, and I say, hello, Satan.
I talked with Mother this morning. Mother talked with the judge. I couldn't be a eavesdropper, you know. Understood the word. She said, I need $100. You know I need. You know I need $100. Just go, my baby gone. You know, me and my little girl got up this morning. She said she wanted to freeze the deal. Throw the ice box licking, baby. Feed my eyes myself, baby, I just need $100. I said, I need. You know I need $100. Just go, my baby bone. You know I left your mother standing, baby, in a doorway crying. Come begging and pleading, don't mistreat your little girl of mine. I said, well, I need $100. All I need. And all I need $100. Just go, my baby bone. I need that $100. Oh, the lady come tell me about it. Wanna talk for an hour. Wanna go to the Red Cross, if you know. Wanna start the Red Cross, I told her all I need, $100. And all I need. I'm going to go my baby farm.
Peace, Brother Elijah.
Hey, peace, girl. How you doing?
I'm maintaining. Just been thinking, though, man, about the situation for today's youth, man, the seeds, man. What's your opinion on that?
That's strange. I was thinking the same thing. Something I read in the Holy Quran, how it says, "Hast thou seen him who belies religion? That is one who is rough to the orphan." And no matter what we say our religion is, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, old schoolism, or new schoolism, if we're not schooling the youth with wisdom, then the sins of the father will visit the children. And that's not keeping it real. That's keeping it wrong.
Now that we're getting somewhere, you know we got to give back. For the youth is the future, no doubt that's right and exact. Squeeze the juice out of all the suckers with power and pour some back out. So as to water the flowers, this world is ours. That's why the demons are leery, it's our inheritance. This is my Robin Hood theory. Robin Hood theory. I seek son, deceive none, for each one must teach one. At least one must flow and show the structure of freedom. It's me done, cause petty things, we don't need them. Let's focus to create something great for all that sees them. They innocent, they know not what they face. While politicians save face, genius minds lay to waste. If I wasn't kicking rhymes, I'd be kicking down doors, creating social change and defending the poor. The guard's always been militant and ready for war. We're gonna snatch up the ringleaders, send them home in their drawers. But first, where's the safe at? Let's make them show us and tell them hurry up, give up the loot that they owe us. We bringing it back around the way to our peeps, cause times are way too deep. We know the code of the streets, meet your defeat. This is my Robin Hood theory. My Robin Hood theory. I floss my rhymes like dentals. My mental's presidential. From the wild ghetto districts to the plush residential. Essential will be the message that I send you. I'm meant to elevate at every venue. Pops told me to pursue what is true and nothing other. And nowadays I pave the way for troops of my young brothers. Necessary by all means, sorta like Malcolm. Before it's too late, I create the best outcome. So I take this opportunity, yes, to ruin the devilish forces fucking up my black community. And we ain't doing no more interviews till we get paid out the frame like motherfucking Donahue. We're taking over radio and whack media, cause systematically they're getting greedier and greedier. Conquering turfs with my ill organization, taking out the man while we scan the information. You wanna rhyme, you best to wait, son. You can't even come near if you ain't got our share. You front on us this year, consider yourself blown out of here. Yeah, by my Robin Hood theory. Squeeze the juice out of all the suckers with power and pour some back out, so as to water the flowers. This world is ours. That's why the demons are leery, it's our inheritance. This is my Robin Hood theory. God is universal, he is the ruler universal. For those who can't follow, that spells guru. And in my circle, I see all sides of my culture. Design my thoughts like a sculpture. And chumps, they wanna get with me, cause I'm another entity I'm sent to be. Leading the army of the century. Mention me, and snakes will retreat eventually. Due to my Robin Hood theory. Now that we're getting somewhere, you know we got to get back. For the youth is the future, no doubt that's right and exact. Squeeze the juice out of all the suckers with power and pour some back out. So as to water the flowers, this world is ours. That's why the demons are leery, it's our inheritance. This is my Robin Hood theory.
I'm in a dancing mood. Cause you've got the soul deep inside. Cause you can't hide. I'm in a dancing mood. 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 I'm in a dancing mood.
Yes, that was Delroy Wilson playing us out there with Dancing Mood. And before that, we had a drum track from Fortet. I think it's called Text 22. And it's a track that's been featured in a lot of different sets by various people. And before that, we had a bit of Gangstar, which was the old school hip hop the way it was, Robin Hood Theory. And I think we started all that off way back when with the blues, and how the blues started off with Me and the Devil, which is an original Robert Johnson song covered by Gil Scott-Heron. It was an amazing cover, great tune. And I said that everything goes back to one guy sitting on a stool playing. Sitting on a stool playing a single stringed instrument, and that was One String Sam with I'm gonna need $100 for my baby's bond. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I'm also trying to play around with my Yeti microphone just to see how good it is and how bad it is. And that's really it. Sooner or later you start obsessing about microphones and how good the sound is. But I'm pretty pleased with this one, I have to say. I'm going to finish off with a track by a man, a living legend really, called Sixto Rodriguez. And his story is denoted in a documentary called Searching for Sugar Man. And they track down a producer, and the producer says he doesn't know why he didn't succeed, but he did succeed in South Africa. And this is what the producer calls. The producer looked a bit like Jerry Lee Lewis, a bit crazed and demonic, and living in Palm Springs. And he played this song and he said it's probably one of the saddest songs he's ever produced. And I'm going to finish with the saddest song, the one that he was talking about, and it's by Sixto Rodriguez, and it's called Cause, and I think it is really special. So that's it, till we do it all again next week or the week after. No, it's definitely next week. Yeah, you've been listening to Groove on the Wireless. Enjoy yourselves, and tune in next week. Take care, bye. Take it away, Sixto.
Cause I lost my job 2 weeks before Christmas. And I talked to Jesus at the sewer, and the Pope said it was none of his goddamn business. While the rain drank champagne, my Estonian archangel came and got me wasted. Cause the sweetest kiss I ever got is the one I've never tasted. but they'll take their bonus pay. To Molly McDonald, neon lady, beauty's that which obeys, is bought or borrowed. Cause my heart's become a crooked hotel, full of rumors. But it's I who pays the rent for these fingered face out of tuners. And I make 16 solid half-hour friendships every evening. Cause your queen of hearts, who's half a stone and likes to laugh alone, is always threatening you with leaving. Oh, but they'll play those token games on Willie Thompson and give a medal to replace the sun of Mrs. Annie Johnson. Cause they told me everybody's gotta pay their dues, and I explained that I had overpaid them. So overdue, I went to the company store, and the clerk there said that they had just been invaded. So I set sail in a teardrop and escaped beneath the door sill. Cause the smell of her perfume echoes in my head still. Cause I see my people trying to drown the sun in weekends of whiskey sours. Cause how many times can you wake up in this comic book and plant flowers?